Hello, the Spy Minister Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 37, episode 37. And what is the fundamental scripture? Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we know that the word quick there does not mean fast. It means what? Alive. For the Word of God is alive. So we've done that aspect and now we are looking at the power of the word. And I said to you, the word of God is a revelation. After man has studied, experimented, he's come to a point where he cannot but guess. Anything he does is to guess. Unless he gets a revelation from the author, from the designer, from the one who created the earth himself. And that is what God has done for us by giving us his word, the Bible. And I come to the point where I'll even show you that the Bible is not even the word of God, because in the Bible, Satan also spoke. Yeah, Satan spoke. So we'll come to all that. So please get excited more. There is so much for you. So God gave the man the responsibility. So we're looking at creation, and in looking at creation of the universe, we have to look at the man too, how he was created. God gave me a responsibility. I said, God has given you the ability to begat children. And don't let anybody tell you you cannot have children. No one. The doctor can say, but I've shown you the limitation of sense knowledge, of science, of everything that man is able to learn and is able to experiment and all that. But there is a higher knowledge, that is what revelation knowledge, and revelation knowledge says God gave us the responsibility to begat children. And why was that? So that man will have the opportunity to bring up the children, to rear them, educate them, care for them, teach them. And really, it means that man will have a family. You see, the desire of God was for him to have a family, but the only way he could achieve that was to have single units of families, plenty of that, together. So one man is given the responsibility to give birth to all of us, and then he does that with his unit of a family, and then he gives birth to another which has a unit of family, and they give birth, and that continues. That is God for you, not everything at once. And many people expect that kind of thing. A blessing will come to you, everything at once. It doesn't come that way. It doesn't come. You have a business that will start everything at once. It can never be. Always God will give a seed. And out of that seed, then it will yield. And that seed will also have seed in it. And that seed in it will also yield. And then the seed of that seed of that seed, that is the way God created the world to function. And that is why he didn't create all men at once, but gave us that responsibility. That responsibility. And look at how it is like for us to be in this world in little groups of families that make up cities and towns and countries and tribes and all that, you see. And it's so beautiful. It's because you get the opportunity to have children and to be able to take care of them and to rear them and to bring them up and to educate them and to teach them. So you can see that one of the things that we are failing to do is to teach the children about God. And God has given you the responsibility. You are supposed to know God for yourself and to teach the children about God. This is what God planned for us. But instead, people come into this world, have children, and some even run away and leave the children. And then women become single mothers, have to look after the children. Or some women also leave the children and then run away with another man. And then we have a single father taking care of children. This is not the will of God. That is not it. It's Satan who has come to mess up. And we allowed him to mess up. So we'll come to all that. But I'm saying this is the original. So if you're listening to me and you were raped, for instance, or you were abused, for instance, something happened to you which shouldn't have happened to you, and was because there was no father, or there was no, even people go into marriage and husbands beat them because there is like nobody, they are not afraid. There is nobody who can come and stand against them. You don't have a father who will come and say, why are you treating my daughter this way? How dare you? So they take advantage. Okay, so if you are going through that, know that it is not God who put you in that situation. It was not God's plan in the first place that you will suffer what you suffered. That somebody will take advantage of you. You stayed with this person. The husband or the woman took advantage of you. His first son took advantage of you. His younger brother was living with him, took advantage. You have had so many heartbreaks. So you were abused and used and misused. And you think, look at God. God allowed. No, it was not God's original plan. Don't blame God. It's not God's original plan. You're blessed. Bye. Continue to listen.